There's so many possibilities.
Hold it, Jackie. Light bulb moment. My delicate sensitivities see ivory knobs and jalousies and shutters of acacia, a zebra leather fascia.
Oh, perfection! And for cushions, newborn meerkat hide, perhaps.
No, tushishi. Wait a moment. I am having an epiphany. 100 watts of brilliance, my dear. Feng shui spirits are whispering in my ear. Rhino horn accessories everywhere.
Johnny, baby, you're an artist.
Oh my god, yet another light bulb.
Another one.
That water hole really bugs me.
It lacks hold.
It's just so ugly, I'd be tempted to have it emptied. I say swap it for something chic.
Johnny Poppet, that's so unique. Perhaps a fountain.
No.
A plunge pool.
No.
Oh my god.
The client.
What do you think, O harem? Not bad for one day's work.
Dazzling,
sensational.
It's gorgeous, inspirational.
What about the view?
But honey, we've got you.
How charming, my darlings. But even the fanciest diamond requires a locale of refinement. I love luxury.
Baby, so do we.
Shiatsu massage, heaven for your paws. Have an entourage, manicure your claws.
These are things we're digging. It's plain to see that lions ought to live in pure luxury.
Jewel encrusted collar round my slender neck. Cost $1,000,000.
Sweetie, what the heck?
See the great big palace, see the splendid throne. Does it make you jealous? See what we own. It's luxury.
It's luxury.
Such luxury.
Such luxury.
We love to take ourselves shopping, accumulating so much stuff at prices that are eye-popping. We never seem to have enough. I hope we're rewarded for giving them some style.
Love, they can afford it. Just maintain your smile.
Buy a water toothpick for each lovely fang. Our box will make you sick as we enjoy the bang.
What we like the best is when we get to see how you get depressed at displays of luxury.
It's unfair, this luxury. It's not for you, we guarantee.
It's all for me.
It's all for me.
It's all for me.
It's all for me.
Ladies, please. It's luxury.
It's luxury.
I love luxury.
Baby, so do we.
Luxury. What's for dinner?
Dinner.
What'd you get me on your prowl, Antoine mentioned? Aardvark or perhaps some roast fowl?
Your Highness, could you spare a minute or two for a journalist keen to get an interview?
Of course. Just make sure that dinner's on its way. Do sit down, my dear. What do you think? Some fresh zebra blood to drink.
I'm an insectivore.
You should have said before. Got any flies, wives? Well, that's a bore.
My article's nearly complete. I just need to get a few quotes from you to pep it up a bit. Maybe something on your scientific plan.
Ask my experts, they'll explain it better than I can. But right now they're resting. Normally their minds are cogitating, digesting, contemplating about
chewing,
posh frocks,
handbags,
Botox.
Ladies, the water, no time to relax. This young reporter wants all the facts.
Water's so vulgar,
so awfully boorish.
But zebra blood wine's divine,
and so Moorish.
H2O so common tau. No, it's really not so common now.
Let's not argue, 'cause we really need to eat. Our main course promises to be a treat. But I'm hungry now.
I'd better run.
And your article?
It's nearly done.
Have you shown it to Belosi?
He wrote it, mostly.
Good. Did you trash that miserable hair?
Yes, I said he was undermining your master plan. That you should challenge him to make it rain.
Excellent. Ever tasted drongo?
Nope.
Nor have I. What'd you say we give it a try?
Your Majesty, the plat du jour.
Rhinoceros.
Oh, you're spoiling us.
Extraordinarily rendered.